Blog Talk Radio.
Freaking technical difficulties today, so really sorry for not being on as soon as we're supposed to, but for some reason it's just one of those things. I'm not sure about you guys, but you ever got these viruses out here that have a tendency to not be viruses? They're just companies sending something into your computer so you think you have a virus, so you'll buy their freaking anti-spyware. It's really getting ridiculous. With some of the companies out there right now, on just, you know, the idea of money. I'm really getting tired of money. I love having money in my life. I love doing the whole thing. I guess I just don't like the situations of people and how they're trying to obtain it. I mean, it's almost like they're thinking on the levels of saying, money is the only thing I need. It's the one thing I need to change my life. It's the one thing that gives me choices in my life. Bullshit. Okay? Freaking bull. All right? Money is an exchange. That's all it is. Just a freaking exchange from one hand to the other. Think about it, guys. I want you all to sit down. Think about it for 1 minute. And watching that money transfer from one person's hand to the other. Then I want you to take that freaking $5 bill. I want you to look at it real closely. And realize how much power you give that freaking piece of cloth with ink on it. But maybe it might have little gold threads through it. It's a piece of cloth about the size of what? Two doilies you put together, okay? But everybody's making this little this piece of cloth the center of their lives. Okay? Do I like having money in my life? Do I like having money to exchange for things that I want? Yes, I do. But I've also acquired a lot of those things without having money. Okay, I've gotten readings for exchanging, bartering. I've gotten furniture that people didn't want anymore, that kind of stuff, fixed up, put in my freaking place. Or if they had some furniture they want to get rid of, changing services or doing readings for those kind of things. You see, did you see money coming in anything? But still, I'm acquiring everything I need. You know, it's one of those situations. Heck, I used to have, when I was in Colorado, I used to have all kinds of ways for exchange for services. I mean, I had people sending me from Washington State, California, Oklahoma, you know, New York. All these places were sending me food and all kinds of stuff that was going on. So, you know, the situation in hand of this whole thing of ripping people off, okay? I guess I'm getting tired of it. Ripping people off. That's all you're doing. I mean, it's kind of crazy right now, because when you put yourself in situations like this, all you're doing is putting all the energy out there that just disrupts what everybody else is doing in a positive way. You know, I still feel like positive energy is a whole lot stronger than negative energy, but, you know, it would be nice to cut down on that, too. So every time you go out and rip somebody off, it's because you're scared of you're not going to acquire it on an honest means. Tonight's show is actually about alchemists and healers. Are they one and the same? I did have a guest with me today, Carol Watson, and she can still hear me right now. Yes, we're still doing the show, so if you could please come back. I did see you in the queue, and I was very upset because I couldn't get on the freaking things. It was just, I'm supposed to have anti-virus and anti-spy, spyware on my computer. So I don't have these problems. And I paid a lot of money for this thing. And I have a virus on my computer right now. And or even someone getting into my computer and doing this kind of crazy crap really makes me wonder about what the heck I just bought. So with the situation in hand, today we're just going to have Carol Watson with Carol Watson, if you're out there, if you can hear me. I'm sorry for not getting on the show as soon as I did, but for some reason, I had so much problems with the computer or even getting back on the system. And then Block Talk Radio is having their little issues where you get knocked off and that kind of thing. Getting the chat room to pull up. It's just, whoa. So tonight we're going to talk about alchemists, which we've been talking about this briefly. There's a guy named John Randolph Price. Has a great book, man. A fantastic book called The Alchemist Handbook. And you should really check this out. Because it was talking about things in here. We went over this last week briefly. And if people out there, if you heard this before, you know something, or if you're not practicing it, maybe if you're crossing paths and you're seeing this stuff and you're picking this up and you're wondering how come you're hearing stuff over and over again, take a look inside. You're here for a reason. Okay? You're definitely here for a reason. Or we would not be crossing paths, you know. So take a look at it. You know, if I'm going over this stuff and you're listening in on the show, you should take a listen to the whole thing. Check it out. See what it's all about. Yeah, up there. Yeah, come on, let's do it. I'm just getting... So I'm just saying with the situation at hand, The Alchemist Handbook, check it out. The Alchemist Handbook is by a guy named John Randolph Price. Get this on Amazon.com, guys. I got this copied for 49 cents. It's a very powerful book. I love this book, okay, guys? This book is one of those crazy books where you just, when you start reading it, you start realizing there's a lot of things you've been doing, which just gives you a lot of confidence to keep doing it, but it's giving you some in-depth ways of doing that. We were talking about this last week when the first thing they want you to do is get covered up with the situation and say, spiritual life is the number one thing. That's part of your life, your spiritual life, your service, others as a true success in life. That's another part of your life. All right. And then we have, most people focus on this one too. It's called your physical body. And then number four is finances. Your finances is a part of your life. and then your relationships. So we got the whole thing with relationships here and that kind of stuff. And the Alchemist Process basically goes over a lot of things of focusing on exercises of clearing up the subconscious for the positive. Have a purpose in life and have it. Throwing into your work such strength of mind and muscle as God has given you. So it's like the idea of realizing what are you really drawn to, what are you attracted to, what are you doing, that kind of thing. Talk to yourself and say, I am the conscious to do, be, and have. I am the power to be successful. I am the energy of success. The creative activity of God is flowing through me now, and my mind is responsive to the divine thoughts of success. Tell yourself I have made a firm and definite decision in my mind to be wonderfully successful. I now accept the truth that the spiritual idea of true place, success, the divine plan for me is right where I am, right this moment. So there's a couple of parts in here, and I cannot be limited, for I am the law of expansion, increase, and fruition. A magnificent harvest of excess is springing forth at every moment, ready for gathering. I am the spirit of infinite plenty. I am the sunshine of supply, and God's wealth fills my world. There is an abundance of money. Okay, I'm sorry. There is always an abundance of money. I live and move and have my being in lavish abundance. Keep going on. I mean, there's just little affirmations here and there to kind of, you know, strengthen the subconscious mind up where you have something to really work with. Spirit and life are simonious. I am spirit, therefore I am life. Life, being of God, is perfect. Life within me is perfect. Therefore, my body partakes only of perfect life. I am a spiritual being with a physical form. That form is fashioned after the perfect life pattern. Therefore, my body is perfect and is in a state of complete healthfulness. It's like covering little things here and there and everything. I see myself with a magnificently healthy body in perfect order, where every cell is in the image of the perfect pattern, and I am whole and complete. I see myself as vibrant, energetic, and filled with a new zest for life. I feel wonderful. See, we're starting talking about the ideal of thoughts of truth, words of power, you know, the idea of health and wholeness, but the idea of also having that in your mind, your subconscious mind, so therefore it vibrates throughout your entire body. We see a lot of people out there that focus on fitness and that kind of stuff. For example, I've been a personal trainer for a very long time. I used to work at Gold's Gym. And one thing I used to notice, a lot of people would come in there work. One guy in particular, when I was in Maryland working at World's Gym, we had a guy come in there who worked out, and he'd been working out for like 6 months. But you really didn't see a lot of changes in his body. And he was an alcoholic, drank a lot, did just all kinds of things. So, you know, in a sense, there was something about him that saw himself that way all the time. He couldn't open his mind up to see the possibilities of change. So therefore, a lot of changes didn't happen in his body or his life or anything. And even though he kept on coming to the gym every day, the vibrations that he was sending off through his subconscious mind, he was getting no results. His body was just staying the same way it was. So, you know, in the process of working out, when we work out, we see things, you know. Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of those a lot of bodybuilders back in the 70s used to use visualization to change things in their lives. As they were working out, they would focus on certain things. And when they were focusing on 22-inch arms, they imagined themselves looking in the mirror and seeing 22-inch arms. And when they were focusing on definition or certain weights, that kind of stuff, that's what they saw. And even if you saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, obviously he accomplished those things. It's the same thing. Arnold has used visualization for a lot of things. And sure, in the situation and a lot of things, we can go back in controversy or bodybuilding, whatever. But if you look at his life in general, when he focused on something, he got it. He focused on bodybuilding. He focused on winning the Mr. Olympia 8 times, I think it was. No, 6 or 7 times. Anyway, he focused on getting those things, and he got them. And then he focused on a film career, got them. He focused on a degree in business management, I think it was. He was also, in I think he's also a millionaire in real estate too, as well. And then he went into politics. And, you know, you consider and say if he was successful at those things or not, but one thing he was very successful at accomplishing those things. So visualization is great and works really good. Visualization is a foundation of manifestation. So see, we're talking about alchemists and healers. Now, the reason I say they are one and the same is because of looking at the situation. I just think it's incredible that, see, we're working with alchemists as in divine alchemy is the idea of working with energy. Healers, in a sense, also do the same thing, too. But they use imagination. They see, they will use the healers I've worked with and even myself, working with people with healing, I can create a force field of energy around the injured part. But we also use visualization. We also do use energy to create that little force field around those healing situations. And the person that we're healing is also, their energy is flowing as well. And then it taps into our perfect pattern to basically heal itself. So if you think about that, you're changing something from, changing a disease into a healthy tissue. Alchemy, you're changing energy into what you want. In this situation, we're actually turning around and taking the energy itself, working within the body to do the same thing that we would accomplish on the outside when we use alchemy. And alchemy is a good thing because, like I said before, I always like this part here. Alchemy is basically, this book here itself veers away from the accepted idea of conscious and subconscious mind and underscores the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us, and including the minds of decision, choice, and the principle of creative mind. So the energy that we're using here is God essence. So we said to look at the whole situation of going over energy itself. And what we're trying to do is basically change the body back to its original state, not the original state that you think of, but more of the original state along the lines of Adam, being perfect. Okay? And like I said before, healing to me is like me putting my hands on you. But realistically, your body is looking for an example of what perfection is, so it can take that and heal itself of the ailment that it has. Now, you can heal yourself on you can heal yourself, but realistically, what you're doing is you're bringing energy into your life. Like a person who sits there and says, "Thank you, God and angels, for healing me," and they have cancer. Now, what they're doing is they're really pulling energy in from the God essence to heal their body. So they focus on the God essence because the God essence is a strong connection to the divine. The divine cannot be sick or hurt or any kind of perfections at all. It's a perfect being, so you can tap into that energy, which if you sit there and focus on the meditation I usually like to use, of focusing on the God essence, which is right behind the heart. This is your connection to God. But also by tapping into that pilot light, it's just not a connection to you. It's like a phone line. A phone line helps you reach other people, but at the same time, it can also reach you as well. So it's a two-way street. It's the same thing with healing. So with the alchemy, we're sort of looking at the situation of healing things. So like here with the situation of the body. But the idea of healing and using energy is also the idea of using imagination and focusing on having a healthy subconscious mind, a healthy conscious mind. And of course, we're talking about veering away from that for a while and telling yourself, well, since you are of God, then what you need to do is focus on that essence itself and bring that energy into your life. And then remember that you are what you see. Let me say that one more time. Remember that what you see, you shall become. So begin to visualize your body exactly as you want it to be. Impregnate your subconscious mind or your God essence mind, your creative mind, only with wholeness, health and well-being as you see the perfect image of your physical systems or of your physical body. See the entire atomic structure and balance. The cells singing songs of joy, I mean, just think, picture your whole body just in the same way, okay? This will definitely help you tap into self-healing, which is the ideal of bringing the energy into your body. You know, we talk about bringing the golden energy in through your crown chakra and the green energy from the ground up through your root chakra. Try to bring both those together, okay? And then work them together like, if you've ever seen that AIM toothpaste where it has the squiggly, because it's got two or three different ingredients in it that come through. So what you're doing is you're trying to use that visualization to bring the green and the gold energy together to do the same thing of going up and cleansing your chakras and going on the outside of your body together, cleansing your aura, okay? And also in the situation of cleansing your aura and your chakras, you also are able to take that energy and also heal your physical body by directing it in certain parts of your body that you want to heal, certain areas, certain things like that. Okay. Now picture your body sitting there, and if you've ever done any kind of anatomy, okay, the cells singing songs of joy. So picture those cells singing joy. You know, just kind of like you're happier. And it's like, seriously guys, when we sit here and focus on these kind of energy transfers of actually seeing cells singing songs of joy, use that visualization. And don't be surprised if your vibration, your energy vibration goes up because your body, the skin cells are starting to vibrate because they're happy. And realistically, your whole body is made up of something but million cells. Okay? That's a lot of singing. Okay? So we should focus on that. Put a little in there, okay? Every organ is in tune. Which it means, imagine your body as a like a sheet of music, and your everything is working. You know, the G after the A and A, and as you play music. The same thing with your body and your organs. Imagine your organs all working and functioning just like a song would, in harmony. Okay, picture that all going on. Same thing with your muscles and that kind of stuff, and the cells all singing one song together and vibrating as well. And watching that vibration go up, it's incredible. Now, in your mental movie, see yourself as active, vital, vigorous, energetic, and playful. Okay, now imagine yourself, because some people are like, okay, if you're up there in age and you're like, if you keep telling yourself you can't do something, well, you're right. In the same sense of the word, if you start focusing all the things that you can do, the next step is to go do them. A lot of people, older people, are scared of doing things because they're scared of breaking this and that and the other. But see, if you sit here and look at the situation and use mental pictures to strengthen the physical, you'll be amazed how many it changes things around. About 4 or 5 years ago, what they did an experiment with weights and working out and how if you keep the body active, also keeps the mind active. Now, they work hand in hand, okay? So therefore, you have to stimulate both of them simultaneously. So what they did was they did a test. What they did was they got these ladies ranging from, I think it was, what to say, ranging from 60 to 80 years old. Okay, they show you pictures of these ladies walking around doing this, in wheelchairs, that kind of stuff. Well, they put them on a workout program. And in the process of putting them on a workout plan, they were also writing down results, that kind of stuff, having journals. Sitting down, thinking out what they wanted to do, talking about certain things they wanted to do. And the process of stimulating their minds, they were also stimulating their bodies and wanting to go out and you know, like it was like a curiosity. What can I do with my body at this age? You know, everybody tells us we can't do nothing. So what they did was they started using visualization to see themselves doing certain things. So next thing you know, they take us one step further. They take us 6 months into the future. Now we're sort of, now we sit there, we're like 30 feet back, and we're watching these girls. Now, at first, you think it's cheerleaders making a pyramid, okay? And that's exactly what you thought. Then the camera starts moving up very slowly. And you start getting a picture, and you still see the girls in their cheerleading outfits, and you keep getting a little bit closer and a little bit closer. And you start noticing one thing. They're not as young as you thought they was. So then the curiosity gets even more. So you go further and take your 10 feet away, and you start noticing one thing. Those same ladies 6 months earlier. They were in wheelchairs, walkers, and that kind of stuff before they started their workout plan and getting into shape and getting very active. These were the same girls that were making this pyramid and doing all these cheerleading moves, doing cartwheels, doing those little flip-flops across the thing what cheerleaders do, doing everything like that. Still the same ladies, guys, ranging from 60 to 80. The only thing difference is they no longer believe what they've been told and decided to go do the activity. But focusing on healing their bodies, they went through different avenues, working out, changing their routines, changing their diets, changing their thinking. Okay, in the process of doing this workout, these programs, they stimulated the mind by putting different thoughts in there saying, you can do this. You can do anything you want to, and it turned all around. So the big step in the process of thinking and changing and focusing, there's energy happening there too. So you're changing the energy flow. So that anything you do, you know, your mind's functioning and it's doing what it's doing, there's energy there. You know, when you focus on doing certain things with your body, there's energy there. So there's energy all around you. I mean, we're talking about chakras, which are energy wheels, which are the aura, which is an extension of the spirit or the soul, which has been proven to be pure energy itself, too. That energy never dies, it continues on into many forms, but it never dies. So, I mean, just saying. So, picture that in your mind. Picture it, become a mental movie. You know, in a mental movie, see yourself as active, vital, vigorous, and energetic, and playful. Okay? Hear yourself saying how wonderful you feel. You know, people sit around going, God, my back kills me. You know, you're sitting around drop freaking nuts. Like, you want to just walk up and say, okay, could you do me a favor? Just keep saying over to yourself, over and over. Change the energy flow from being negative and saying your back hurts to, my back feels fantastic, it feels great, it's whole and complete, my body is whole and complete. And we've proven this before, too. There was a story told where they're climbing up the side of a mountain, and they're talking about altitude sickness. And the lady added her mind, I told her, when you hit a certain plateau of climbing this mountain, then you're going to get that. You're going to get altitude sickness. So somebody walked up to her when she started getting sick, looked her right in the eyes and said, you are fine. Your body's fine. You are fantastic. You're great. You can continue. 5 minutes later, she was fine. And she was proceeding to go up past that point, even to the point where she made it to the top of the mountain. You know, it's just changing thoughts. It's like with Arnold Schwarzenegger and a friend of his, Franco, a guy named Franco, used to work out. They were sitting there looking at the situation of changing their energy flow, too, with just mental thinking of focusing. They were doing squats. Arnold walked up to this bar and could barely get two reps out of it. And then Franco comes up to him and says, you know, basically, I bet you a dinner of my choice that I can do more reps than you can. So Franco would think at that moment, he's going to win this because Arnold can't even get two reps out of the thing. Well, all of a sudden, Arnold puts it in his head that he wants that dinner, that he deserves that dinner, and he's going to win that dinner. And he walks over and put 15 out. So it was a change of energy and the change of thinking and the change of decision. Instead of being fed into the point, I can't do it, he put himself in there and said, nope, no problem. This is done. It's over with. Poof. So you could say in the situation of what kind of healing went on there? It could be healing of thought. Because he was thinking to himself, I really don't want to do this. Until he was challenged to change that, then things changed. Just that quick. Snap, snappy. Let me see here. I want to check in the chat room. What's up, everybody? How we all doing? And I was trying to get a hold of Carol to see if she would actually still come on the show. It's like, hello, everybody in the chat room. How's it going? Hello? And we're all sitting here having some good time. So if anybody has any questions in the chat room, please feel free to ask any kind of questions you want. It's one of those things where we had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. for some reason it wouldn't let me come on. I don't know what the heck that was all about, to tell you the truth, really don't. I do know it was driving me kind of crazy when that kind of stuff happened. And kind of a crazy week. So, and plus also we're doing, you know, like we always do every day, guys. We're doing, if you want to call in and get some readings and talk on the air and have any comments about alchemy, healing, any kind of thing you bring to the format, feel free to come on in. Anybody out there, I don't know, any readers that want to come in here and talk about alchemy, maybe they've used it themselves, healers, healing, any kind of energy. Carol Watson, if you're out there listening in, you can come in here and I was supposed to have you on the show today. I'm sorry, I was like 18 minutes getting into the show, but I promise you, it was one of those situations that I was trying endlessly there for a while to get on the show. I finally just had to reboot everything and reset the whole thing and get back on the air. Even Skype was having, I mean, I had all kinds of problems, but no more. I am tired of the whole thing. So this, from this day forward, nothing but fantastic, awesome, great things are happening. From this second forward. So let's all think about that one. Money comes easily and frequently to me. Money comes easily and frequently to everyone on this planet. Success, prosperity, and abundance comes to me now. Abundance, prosperity, and money comes to everybody on this planet. Everybody's successful. Everybody's fantastic. Everybody's great. Everybody's awesome. So let's keep thinking that way, okay, guys? And we're focusing on the physical body today, which is the idea of healing. But we also have emotional healing as well. But, you know, sometimes when you get that physical thing going on, and you feel great, it's a lot easier to work on the emotional, wouldn't you agree? Because I'm going to sit here looking at the whole thing. Listen to others. Because what you do is you put your mind like this, okay? Hear yourself saying how wonderful you feel. I feel great. I feel awesome. And then listen to others as they say how good you look. This is part of your mental picture, okay? Not just yourself do it. You also tell everybody else out there, too. Like, you know, I'm a very successful person. I'm a very successful. And if you want to put things you think in there that you think would, you know, reflect you or the idea of what you want, and just kind of put it out there and say, you know, I'm a very successful, honest, prosperous, kind, considerate, give 100% powerful psychic medium spiritual advisor. And then you just kind of like go one step further and say, everybody out there is successful, abundant and prosperous. And everybody sees me, I see them. I see everybody as being awesome, prosperous, abundant, successful. Okay, and then in the process, if everybody did the same thing, then basically we would be telling each other the same thing. It's like we had the same concept before when we were talking about, I am my brother's keeper. As long as I keep giving, and he gives, and then he gives somebody else, and the person gives somebody, and so on, eventually, it's going to hit me in the back. And someone's going to be tapping me on the shoulder going, here's yours. You see how it works? Give, 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 give. But not in the sense of just you giving. Picture everybody doing the same thing. So as you're sitting there going, I am awesome. You're awesome. That person there is awesome. And then that person passes it on. Next you know, we have an awesome world. Prosperous world. Abundant. So on and so on. So, you know, it works like that. You feel great. Okay? And just keep going over. See the entire body structure in perfect balance. I mean, see your body in perfect balance. So what we talked about before, when a song is in balance, sounds great. When one key is off and it's out of balance, it sounds crappy. But the good thing about music and music instruments and that kind of stuff, it's easier to make balance on those things by just tuning a guitar or tuning a string or something like that in itself. But the body's not that hard either. It's just the idea of doing the same thing. You know, the idea of learning how to tune a guitar is the idea. Most people I used to work with, I used to play music myself, and I used to be a lead singer for a very long time. And the one thing I used to keep rhythm of music was the idea of listening to the vibration and the energy of the music itself. And then listening to people who were also in the situation I guess you would say knowing how to project energy, but also also at the same time learning how to accept it too. So therefore, as I was giving what I had, I also had to be open to receive. I always noticed that those concerts that we did, where I opened up to them completely and just gave them myself, then everybody in the audience did the same thing as well. So it was a constant cycle of energy back and forth. Okay, it's kind of funny. It was before the psychic stuff actually really kicked in, the point where I started doing it as a living. I always said I did notice that I did do certain things already. So a lot of things that came to pass to bring this out to my attention were just really just telling me that I'd already been doing it, just to give me more confidence to go back into it. And I noticed even back then, taking a deep breath and exhaling and just kind of letting go just opened me up to more possibilities of what was going on. So you got to take that into consideration, okay, guys? So focus on the physical body as healing itself. You can heal yourself. It's the idea to learn how to tap that integral soul energy. It's not the energy within your body, because, you know, by using the same energy in your body and that kind of stuff, it's really hard to heal yourself in certain situations and not tapping into the God essence first. If you're trying to heal a heart, you only have one heart. So you just get, you know, it's the idea of tapping into the God essence of asking your angels and guides to help you see the perfect heart. This would help your imagination of focusing on healing your heart and directing the energy in which way you need to. Once you learn how to direct energy and where you need to, I mean, do some techniques now. Sit there and focus and just imagine yourself pulling the green energy up out of the ground through your feet. Imagine that energy flowing up to the top of your head and then from the top of your head down to your hands. Keep doing that. Up to the tip of your head, down to your hands. Up to the tip of your head, down to your hands. Picture, feel that energy going up to the top of your head, down to your hands. And then pay attention to your hands. See if you get warmer. If your hands are getting warmer, then you're transferring energy to your hands. Okay? In the sense of watching, you know, the way I was taught is you sit there and look at energy. You take your, say a person hurts their arm, put your hand underneath and put your hand over top. Okay? And then focus on energy and bringing it in. And then breathe out through your mouth, but breathe as you breathe. Picture yourself directing the flow of energy to your hands. And then you start getting, your hands start getting warmer. This is something you can really practice on and do. This is almost like anybody can do this. Okay, and then you put your hand on that person's arm, one hand underneath, one hand up. Keep sending the energy. Basically what's happening here is you're making an energy force field, a force right here. Okay? And you're actually helping the person themselves by giving them your perfect pattern, since your heart is fine, or whatever it is you're trying to heal the arm. You don't have that ailment or that bruise or anything like that, so their body is able to tap into yours. Okay, what you do is you also take the idea of alchemy, the idea of focusing on energy. The energy, as you focus, basically transforming it into a healed arm. So now you take the energy and put it into the arm and picture the arm as being perfect. Don't be surprised that the bruising and all that kind of stuff goes away. It happens very quickly. If you take the same energy and take a bunny, put it on your lap, and start focusing on it, putting the energy in the bunny, what'll happen is it kind of freaks you out in a sense, because what happens is as you're putting the energy into the bunny starts getting very relaxed. So it's taking the energy and it's healing itself. And a lot of times what happens is the bunny will just lay there, limp, and you think you killed it, when actually the bunny is just in a of absorbing that energy. The more energy that you have, the more contentment you feel. Try that on a bunny or rabbit, an animal, your dog. Rub them on the stomach and see what happens. They get very calm and focus on the energy. It's almost like taking a count of four. And then a count of two. You know, that energy coming into you. And if you can, take the whole situation and kind of bring it together. If you really bring the golden energy in too, and the green energy in together, use those as one is bringing them to both to the top of your head and the whole thing. It'd be great. Or you take other energy where you can do you can picture the energy going through the chakras down. No, hold on. You bring them. Just try this, the green energy. Just try the green energy coming up from the top of your head and coming out of the top of your head like a volcano. And then watch the energy go down the sides of your body and then kind of like go back up through your root chakra and back and forth like a cycle. Cleansing. And cleansing on the outside, cleansing on the inside. Back and forth, back and forth. You know, the idea of focusing energy as you get it going back and forth, back and forth. Now bring them together at the top of your head and bring them down into your arms. You have grounding energy and healing energy at the same time, which actually they're one the same. I'm just saying one's grounding energy and one is as the energy comes in through your crown chakra. Divine energy. Okay? The reason, you know, a lot of times working on these things is great because, you know, the idea of physical also helps you to open up to see. I guess you would say your emotions are seemingly a lot more light up. I do know for a fact that when I started doing chakra clearing, my senses were all really clear. In the process of doing some of these techniques like alchemy, healing, and that kind of stuff, it wouldn't hurt to do some fasting too, even if it's only for 5 days. This is a good way of cleansing the body out as well. It's also a good way to get rid of energy residue, that kind of stuff. So, and also the same thing, there are some techniques that you can use that you would use in any other body part. Like some people use, you know, focusing on success and what they do for their, they want to give a service to people, but they also want to be successful as well. So with the situation, if you want to do a service to yourself and be successful at it at the same time, you can use the same techniques by saying success is the natural order of the universe, wholly ordained by God as a for good to replace the effects of this world, divine reality. To transform failure to fulfillment, lack to abundance, illness to wholeness, and discord to harmony as the power moves through us to accomplish and achieve in accordance with the law of being. So the idea of being as in the true form, because they were made in the image. If you're made in the image of God, God is perfect. So therefore you are perfect. What makes you not perfect is the way you think about yourself. So if you start changing that whole thing, that's a healing in itself too. Because then you start looking at things a whole lot different than you did before you healed your mind. That now anything's possible. So the possibilities of healing yourself and tapping into that God essence now becomes reality. So we've looked past the illusion on that whole situation. So it's one of those things that you really want to work on. Alchemists and healers, are they the same one? It seems to me like they are, because they pretty much use the same techniques in some sense of the word, except for one's healing the body. And alchemists, in the sense of the word, well, divine alchemists are working on all parts of our body, to have a whole body, to have a perfect body. But I guess in the sense of the word, we want to say perfect and whole, whole and perfect, which means balance between the physical and the spirit. Okay? We do have to say that at least a couple times. Of balance in your life is the ideal of balance between the physical and the spiritual. Some people think that the ideal of living the perfect lifestyle is the ideal of focusing on nothing but spirit. Spirit this and spirit that. If you sit here and look at some healers and some people that are in metaphysics, there are some people who neglect that whole part, and the ones you can pull out are the ones who have a lot of physical ailments because they're not taking care of themselves. They're very good for everybody else, but they're not very good for themselves. So it's like the ideal saying your gifts were given to you to help the world, to change the world, to give the world a different direction. You know, fill in the blank. Well, you know, whatever's dear to you. But if you sit here and think about it, you were given gifts to help the world. Don't you live in this world too? So the ideal of helping the world is helping yourself as well. So always put that in perspective. And always give yourself as much as you can. You know, take 2 hours in the morning for yourself. And take 2 hours at night. Whatever's good for you. Or, you know, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. But take some time to yourself. You know, alchemists have a tendency, the ones I've worked with, and I do this myself, is the ideal that seems to be pointing back, you know, the ideal we talk about I think that's the reason they have this book the way it's set up, because it's talking about alchemy, more on your spiritual life. Look for variety, activities, the learning, the growing, the realizations. Those are healings. Now see yourself so filled with the light of spirit that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are filled, that you're full and glorious. Manifestations, all. See yourself so filled with the light of spirit that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a full and glorious manifestation of the all. I guess it's just a realization of healing itself, clearing the mind out to realize that you are a son of God or a daughter of God. But if that's the case, then the things that happen in your life, you can change them very quickly. So see, there's healing. It's going to really affect by you changing your thinking. You're taking yourself from the old to the good. I mean, I started talking about before, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the way to mend the bad world is to create the right world. So basically, we don't know what the bad world is. We don't know what the situations are, but they do. You know, in your mind, it did exist until we came to that point of clearing those out, which can be looked at as a simple healing that's going to have such great importance because of that time that you took to clear those old negative thoughts out, to give room for the new ones that come in. So therefore, you focus on the feel, you know, feel the presence, the life, the power. Accept the fact that you are a spiritual being now, not in the future, but now, the completeness of God in individual expression. You start to look at those situations. Doesn't it make you wonder exactly what can you accomplish just by changing those thinking patterns? It changes so many things in your life. So you start looking at each one and every one of these parts of your life as in, I can be successful at anything, not just the ideal career, but also be successful at healing myself, healing others. If I'm destined to start a business of my own, I can be successful at that as well. That heals the situation of your fear of taking that step of going out there and going, okay. You know, a lot of times people start saying, I don't know what I really want to do with life. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. When some of the words, it's the ideal that you, I think in a sense, they do know. But those are just like excuses of saying, if I don't know, then I can't do it. You know? A lot of people shy away from certain situations that could actually have the answers to them as clearly, as quickly as possible as well. So, you see, with the process of physical healing, we've already healed two parts in our lives where the first two parts, you're talking about your spiritual life, so it gives you an idea by healing those negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones, you've changed things. But you've also changed your thinking, so now the spiritual life looks different. Now you start realizing, you know, feel the presence. In the presence, now you can feel the life, the love, the power. And you understand that maybe in the sense of the word of having those negative thoughts and saying, I don't know, you're keeping your power down. Because you didn't want to come off like you're more powerful than God. Which actually, in truth, what you were trying to do was you were thinking your troubles and your situations and your negative situations were more powerful than God. So therefore you make yourself weak to appear that God still is more powerful than anything else in the world or the universe. So you need to let that thought go and realize that when you bring divine into anything, it changes automatically. Maybe not as quick as you'd like it to, but it definitely will change. All right? So take a look at that situation. And the service to others, as a true success in life, you start realizing, I think I might know what that is. By changing your thinking, you're willing to take that and wipe that out and make that next step. And also with the situation, guys, if we are doing readings today, so if you've got some questions pertaining to your lives, feel free to call in. If you have anything, questions about the alchemist, healers, that kind of thing. Carol, Watson, if you're out there and you're listening, it'd be great if you would call in right now. And like I said before, I apologize for not being here, but the computer and everything was going on at that time when they wanted me to do what I wanted to do. So we're asking for ask for forgiveness, and you come back to the show, and because I was really, really looking forward to being on having you on tonight. And let's go ahead and take some calls. And Let's go into area code 347. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show, and what's up? What's your name?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hi, I'm Claudia. We've spoken before.
Claudia, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'll just say I'm great.
Okay. I just called and you picked me up right away, so thank you for that. I just wanted to know if you saw anything. What did you see basically important for me in the near future, either in job or love, whichever comes out?
Claudia?
Yes.
Okay. When's your birthday?
September 5th, 1973.
73. Put you, what, about 37, 38?
37. And a half.
Okay. Well, you know, the idea of being 38 is not too bad, really. Seriously. It's not in this year, anyway, since we got 2011 and there's 11s everywhere. If you was 38, that'd be another 11. So that'd be good.
Okay.
You know, you look at those situations. I look at them all the way like that all the time. You know, really got to sit there and deal with the situation. So you have a lot of things going on in your life right now. I feel like a focus on relationships, too, as well. What I mean by focusing on relationships, I'm not really sure that you're in one, but I get a lot of focus on relationships in general.
Yeah.
And I get this, because I was sitting there looking at the situation of cards and that kind of stuff, and the first thing I was picking up was remembering who you are. So in the course of focusing too much on relationships and that kind of stuff, you have a tendency to not give yourself some time as well. And I get the impression you're a very sensitive woman, and almost like you right now, with the energies going on, especially when we have this Pisces moon, a lot of, you know, almost extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now.
Yeah. Over the weekend, I was a little, like, down, I guess.
I want to shoot the world. Okay, does that ring a bell?
What did you say?
I said, the thing that came to me was, I want to shoot the world. It's like a lot of frustration.
Oh, I've been very, like, stressed out, yeah. Too much going on, you
mm-hmm.
know, with school and trying to find a job, and yeah, so that
mm-hmm.
it adds up.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, I feel like there's a lot of things. I get the impression that you know what to do. It's just the idea of following through.
Well, the thing is, I know what to do, and I've been doing it, but I don't see the outcome yet, so that's the thing, you know? It's like, I want to see, like, I've been trying to get a job, and I'm doing my resume and sending it out, but nothing yet.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm going to school, and I still have a few semesters to graduate, but, you know, so the waiting is basically it. Frustrating.
Yeah. I just feel like what the situation I pick up with you is, how we put this, patience. Because I keep getting the impression that how would you put this? I'm getting here that you should relax, do some focusing on meditation, anything you can do to relax yourself, because I feel like you're right on the forefront and things are just about ready to come through. I guess that's the old saying says, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens.
Okay. Do you see work for me in the near future at all? At least?
What's that?
Work, do you see that in the near future?
Well, that's kind of a vague question, but yes, I do see work in the future, but, I mean, it seems like you're wanting something very, very close and very quick. I also feel like you are, in a sense, a very good teacher yourself. I get the impression that you attract a lot of people around you, even to the point where you can be an excellent counselor, too. it seems like it's you're kind of like irritated or disillusional because you feel like in some ways what you've given out you're not getting back. I feel like you're very strong and you feel like you're a very good friend to people.
Yeah.
But sometimes you feel like you're not getting it back as much as you like.
Yeah.
You have a tendency to please the world, and that kind of gets you really frustrated because you feel like it's, you know, you're always there when someone calls you.
Yeah,
not quite getting those when it comes back.
Yeah, well, that I try to change myself. I try to change because I felt very disappointed in people. So I'm just trying not to let it get to me or not to be as available to others because sometimes I feel they take me for granted. So, you know, I'm trying to focus more on me.
Mm-hmm. Red. Yes. That's one that you should really focus on in the ideal. I knew what to do, so therefore that's what they're saying to you. Focus on you. Because I feel like, what am I getting here? I get 2 weeks when the idea of working a job.
That'd be great.
Are you applying for anything?
I'm sorry?
Are you just hoping to get anything?
No, I was hoping to get something, maybe anything having to do with a law firm or anything having to do with law because I'm doing paralegal.
Mm-hmm.
So I fixed up my resume and I gave it at school and they gave me some leads on work, on jobs. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. I'm just saying, I feel like there's something coming up in 2 weeks. It might not be exactly what you want, but I get the impression that it's a good thing to take in consideration because it might actually be a door into what you want to do.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping. Even if it's like something, just even if it's making copies, even if it's just, you know, anything that'll get my foot in to, you know, into a job that, you know, that might grow into or, you know, just like a fresh step.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. No, it's a situation going on because it says overcoming. I got overcoming difficulties, okay? With the situation overcoming difficulties, it keeps talking about the worst is behind you. So it's the idea of keeping open mind. I also get the idea of patience. Not because of patience of, you've had patience and you feel like things wasn't coming through, but it seems like it's going to reverse itself and come and turn around where it's going to be, you have to have patience because things are going to start happening very quickly.
Okay.
Okay, so expect a lot of changes in the next 2 weeks. And I'm just saying, if you get a job, because if you to be a cashier or whatever, it seemed like to me like that would keep saying, a door will be open. So keep your mind open to what that might be. It might not make sense to you. For example, when I was in Colorado, I stayed at a hotel. Wasn't sure why this particular one, because it was like 10 hotels down the strip. But for some reason, my angels and guides said, go to this particular hotel. So I did. And in the process, I realized it was a connection to a shop that I wanted. I didn't see it at first because it took about 4 or 5 months for that actually to materialize. But it did end up leading me right to the front door of the shop that I had basically affirmed the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sometimes with situations of taking a different route and a different course, but getting you right where you want to be.
Yeah, I understand.
So I'm just saying with the situation, don't look at it as anything as what it is, but it's putting you in the right position and the right place. I mean, you want to be in a position where you can help people in the service. Well, it seems like this, I'm just saying, with the situation I see, is going to be something that, like he keeps saying to me, might look beneath you, but it's actually leading you in the right direction where you need to be at.
Okay. Just one other thing. I have a situation with one of my sisters, and we haven't been talking for a while. Do you see that getting any better at all, or is it going to take years?
This with your sisters?
One sister.
One sister, and the idea of clearing things up, and I don't think it's going to take very long. I don't see years.
Mm.
Maybe months. I get that, because I also, again, on that whole thing, I see two. So I get two in months.
Okay.
It's one of those things, too, also keep your mind open to the way this is going to play itself out, too, because you might be guided to do things that you don't feel like you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, it's putting this thing in a different position, so therefore you can see each other on the same level. Almost like your sister has a tendency to talk down to you.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like trying to, if people could learn how to walk in someone else's shoes, then you might understand that everybody is who they are. So therefore, looking at it in any kind of different ways or getting angry or getting mad, once you understand why those people are the way they are, then you start realizing just that. And there's no reason for me to react to this whole situation, because this is just a person being themselves. She seems like when she's stressed out or there's certain things going on in her private life, she has a tendency to take it out on other people.
Yeah, but she's very angry. She's an angry person. And, you know, just very rude sometimes. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's always been a difficult relationship with her.
I'm just saying, look past the illusion and see her for who she really is. And you understand why she's angry. It's almost like I get disappointments.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like you try to help her and try to, like, be nice to her, and it feels like she slams the door on me, and she only looks at me when she needs something.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are just fears manifesting, that's all. You know, getting mad, getting angry, frustration, even a little bit of jealousy.
Yeah, she's a little, yeah, that I see. Okay. All right, so...
I'm just trying to say, take it on the level, be honest, you know, when the situations happen with anything she does, you know, be honest with yourself, and if you need to express yourself, then find a nice, tactful way to say what you need to say, but get it out, okay?
Well, yeah, I've done that, but she, you know, the thing is, you try to be nice telling her things and try to explain things to her, and she feels like you're attacking her. Any way you say it, or even if you use a soft tone, and it's like the world against her, and then, so, actually, she just moved to, I don't even know if it's South Carolina or North Carolina,
uh-huh.
And she moved about a week ago, and,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't been talking since December, but I decided I'm not going to go look for her, because sooner or later, I know she'll come around.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say, when she needs something, but my, you know, I'm just like tired of being the one that like trying to like stay in touch or try to make things work. It got to the point that I'm like, okay, that's it, no more. You know, I'm just gonna stay away from it.
Mhm.
But I was just wondering if she even cares, if it affects her at all.
Well, the answer I got was yes, she does. It's just one of those things of... I see a lot of people have a tendency with anger and all this other stuff on the surface. That's what I'm saying, look past the illusion. To see the person underneath all that is just protecting themselves. From what? Really nothing. It's all, like I said before, illusions and fear and that kind of stuff have a tendency to make us think we have to do all kinds of stuff to protect ourselves, when actually it's just us being assigned to deal with those fears.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Seriously, I've had situations too where I used to be scared of people were looking at me all the time. And then one day I decided to take it one step further and thought somebody was staring at me from this behind this house. And I found out later on it was nothing but a pole. But you see how the fear manifested into somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing. It's like when she feels threatened. It's more of her own fears that she doesn't feel like she's worthy. So when you say things that basically rubs that insecurity, she reacts. And since you're the one that, as she looks at it, as you're the one that brought it to her attention, she'll take it out on you.
Yeah.
When actually all the things you've been saying to her, they've all been helping her.
Yeah.
Well, and it comes to a point where you will understand why. But at the point, right now she just wants to, and when she slams a door in your face, she's not slamming a door in your face to hurt you. She's slamming a door in the face to keep that reflection down, because it's bringing out too much pain on herself, you see? Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it'll be okay.
Okay. All right.
Like I said before, I feel like things turn around in a couple months.
God willing. Okay.
Well, you guys are separated. Where are you at right now?
New York.
And then she's in South Carolina?
I don't know if it's south or north, but you're more of the Carolinas.
Okay. I keep getting south, too.
What did you say?
I said I saw South Carolina. That's why I was asking.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, because she even had a baby in December, and I haven't met my niece. Because she said that if I went to the hospital, that she would have me out with security. So, I haven't met my niece. And I think she tried to hurt me that way. But it's something that I just can't seem to. Well, you know, I haven't cried over it, but it just her doing that, not letting me meet my niece, you know, that's just not very kind and it's hurtful. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hopefully I'll find a job soon. I'll keep it in mind what you said. But you didn't see anything in love either?
Yes. What's that?
You didn't see anything in love?
In love?
Yeah, because you had told me someone was going to come to my life, but...
hasn't happened yet?
Nope. But you didn't say... I think you did say like June or something. You said you saw the energy, the person around me, but to be on the lookout.
Yeah, because I still get the same impression with June, and the card I pulled out for you was listening, so...
What did you say?
It says listening, and I still feel like June I still feel the same way I felt before. I just had pulled a card out for you, and it said listening. Focus on yourself, because it talks about your prayers have been heard. They've been answered. You just have to have faith in it, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have a good night.
And you too. And please call back and let us know, okay? And if you get a chance, just call, send me a message, and we'll sit down and do a private session sometime too as well.
Okay. Sure.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thank you. So we're sitting here going over to guys. We got lines are open. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. Plus right now, also with the situation, I do private readings, but we're having some phone issues here. So what I'm asking people who want to get readings with me right now, for people who call the show, it's 60-minute session is $65. A 30-minute session is $45. And a 15-minute session is $30. But actually what it is, sessions are between 60 to 90 minutes for the $65. And for the $45, it's actually 30 to 45-minute sessions. And then for the $30 sessions, the minutes are actually more like 15 to 30 minutes. So if you call right now while we're on the show and leave a message through my website that you would like to have a reading after the show and you book right now, you actually get an additional 10% off that as well. Also, if you are a person who would, right now I have life coaching sessions and also relationship sessions, which go for 90 minutes. It's usually $175, but for right now it's only $125 per session. And plus, if you book three of those sessions, it's only $333 for the three sessions together. And if you sort of look at that, it's still an additional $50 off, because it's actually, I think, somewhere around there. My math a little bit off, but if you add the $125 up for three sessions, it's actually $375. And I'm still going to give it that as a discount too as well at $333, because we use it with my life coaching, my relationships, and also I have sessions that I work with parents and their kids and their children on helping them to deal with their children's gifts, help them to nurture and to really work with that child to advance its gifts, but also pointing out to the parents themselves that they have gifts of their own. So with those are the same sessions. You know, book three sessions in advance, it's $333. If you just book one, it's still a knockoff. It's like $50 off the original price, which is $175. So jump in there and get that. Plus, if you want to advertise to the show, go find out how much it would cost to advertise on a two-hour show, a three-hour show. Give me a call. Or no, well, actually, leave a message through my website, and I will call you all back. And I'm sure we'll come up with something, because I can beat anybody's price on advertising by half. If you're a person who would like to sponsor the show, sponsorship, I'll leave a message, I will call you back, and we'll talk about it. So with that situation right now, we still have lines open, so if you want to call in here and get a reading, anything, 646-721-9031, and we're hoping to have my phone service back up and running in the week, if not the next 2-3 days. So just be patient with this. If you want to get a reading, and like I said before, it's $65 for a session. For a 60 to 90 minute session. And if you call right now and make an appointment with me, leave a message through my website right now that you want to do a reading after the show, and you'll get an additional 10% off. So give me a call on that one, and we'll be great with that situation. And I really would like to stress to people out there who go to my website and see my prices and what's going on, that kind of situation. Those are places to start, but nothing's written in stone. So please give me a call or leave a message through my website, because right now I'm doing all my readings by Skype. So I say call, leave a message, leave your number, I will call you back, and we'll do our reading. But just for calling and making an appointment on this show, as we're speaking, and leaving a message to do a reading after the show, you get an additional 10% off the rate that I give people who call the show. So give us a call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. Plus, with the situation, we're talking about alchemists and the healers. Are they one and the same? Alchemy and healing, with using energy and that kind of thing, of looking things around. Also, you have the idea of using a law of attraction. I think it's a combination of a lot of things to put things together. Also, I'd like to have everybody, that I haven't brought this up, but right now, we're talking about donations to the Going to Manitou Springs, Colorado Fund and the Support My Show Fund. Basically, what that is to help me get home, back to my home in Colorado, and help me to keep the show going. And for every donation, you will receive... Okay, let me rephrase that one more time. For every donation of $5 or more, you will receive a 5-card angel reading. Now, the difference between the 5-card and the 7-card is about 45 minutes. And I'm just saying, donate to the Colorado Fund and the Support My Show Fund. Help me get home. Right now, it's one of those things. I miss living in Colorado. I've been trying to get back there for a while and just trying to get things going. And at the same time, I'm also asking for donation for the show itself to keep it going, because I like to keep the format. Because here, as we get things squared away and things all tuned out, I love having 2 or 3 psychics on the show at the same time. So therefore, when you call in, you can take advantage of those 3 psychics. And I guarantee you can't get that anywhere else. If you call Psychic Source or Crystals and Stars, if you call any other psychic lines, you get to talk to one psychic and one psychic only. On this show, for $5... a donation, if you want to put it that way, which is most of those companies charge $5 a minute. So, on here, if you've been on this show and listened to the people talk and seen the readings that have been done on this show, some people get 20 minutes. Some people get 40 minutes. So, it's one of those things, that I guess you would say, the way I look at it, to introduce myself to people is a whole lot more to actually be able to talk to me in some kind of format than just going like to a psychic line and just, well, here's so-and-so, I see their picture. That's all you get. So check that one out, and you never know. Maybe in the day, they'll have a thing where you can actually listen to the people, which I think they might. I'm not sure. Anyway, donate to the Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. Help me get home. Help me to keep the show going. Help me to increase, it's the idea of keeping the format. So I'm like, and I'll get through it real quickly here, okay? For every donation of $5 or more, you receive a 5-card angel reading. That's about a 30 to 35 minute reading. So for every person who donates money, I appreciate every dime and everything. All I ask is when you donate the money and you want your fire card angel reading, leave me a message, leave your phone number, and I will call you back and we'll take care of that for you. So, and contact me privately for readings and that kind of stuff through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I'll even put it in the chat room there for you. Everybody wants to check it out. We're having a great time here. If anybody has any comments or kind of thing, I was noticing if Courtney wants to call in, it'd be great to talk to her. If Amy would like to call in, I love talking to her. So I'm going to sit here and go over some things, especially if you have any kind of comments, if you've actually used in some kind of form of alchemy yourself. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, this week is going to be one of those weeks where we're covering alchemy and healers, alchemy and relationships, alchemy and abundance, and trying to get some details about the whole thing so you guys can really have some great tools to work with to actually get some good results yourself. So if you want to look in the chat room, I'll put the link to my website, so therefore you can take advantage of anything you want to do, donate to the fund, contact me for private readings, and especially if you want to advertise to the show, because I run my show 6 days a week, and Monday and Friday Fridays and Saturday shows, pretty wild shows, and get a lot of exposure there, so I'd really recommend you guys coming in here. So, and plus, if you can contact me through Skype, I'll put that in there too. My Skype username is actually Don. It's all in small letters. It's donald.reed8. So if you just want to contact me with any kind of comments or any suggestions on how to do the show and that kind of stuff, because the rates for $65 for the 69-minute sessions, they're going to be around for a while. So I'm just stressing everybody when it comes to the situation and readings and that kind of stuff to just get in there as quick as possible. And the quicker you get the information, the quicker you can make decisions. And it just helps you to be more spontaneous anyway. So, what are we at here? So if anybody wants to ask any kind of questions, just come into the queue, push 1, so I can actually see your hand up. Because I do have a lot of callers who just call in just to listen. The number here is 646-721-9031. So if you're in the queue and you want to ask a question, just push 1 so I can see your hand go up. So that'll make it a little easier for us. We can just pop and get from each question and anything like that. We're actually going over the alchemist and the healers. I really focus on a lot of healing myself. And the one thing I really like to focus on a lot is the idea of focusing on energy, but not just energy itself. It's like focusing on the essence within. Focusing on the energy coming into the ground, grounding yourself. It's a whole lot easier to do healing work when you do the grounding. And I've always noticed that with grounding itself, breathing is very important. Some of the things I've studied myself is breathing in and then breathing out slowly as you focus the energy traveling through your body and then try to picture it and direct it in certain areas. You know, if you have circulation problems, you know, you focus the energy going into your hands and wherever it's at. Actually, one time I actually had and I've always had problems with teeth problems, and I actually was in a situation where I was living in Colorado, and I broke a tooth on the back on my right, and I don't know why I did that, because it was very unknown to me, but it just snapped in freaking half, and then next thing I know, I had this, I mean, if anybody's ever had a toothache or something like that, that's one of the worst pains you can feel, man, I'm telling you. So what I did was, I sit there and I can't do the two-handed thing. So what I did was, I put my hand to my jaw, and I sit there and focused. I breathe in, and then as I breathed out, I would see the energy going up into my hand, up into my jaw. And there's also some other teeth exercises, too, where you take, if you have a toothache or something wrong with your teeth and that kind of stuff, where you can actually take your teeth, and you take your teeth to the right, and then you bite down on it, and you count to 40. Okay, and then you go to your left, bite down and do the same, and now go backwards, try to take your teeth back, and then grit, and then bite down and hold it for 40, and then go to the front, overbite, go to the overbite part, and bite down and hold it for 40, and then come back and put your teeth right there like you normally would do. Grip them down real tightly for 40 seconds. And then what you do is you keep doing that exercise over and over again. And you just keep making it longer and longer and longer. At the same time you're doing that, picture energy coming in from your God essence. What we talk about, the essence behind the heart. You picture energy coming up into your jaw and circulating around those parts and healing those parts as you're doing those exercises. Okay? And then picture the energy as you're doing all the healing part. Also picture the energy going into yourself, back to the God essence of where it's being transmuted into a positive energy form again. It's almost like taking cleanse all the damaged material out, that kind of thing, and get that energy going and go back to the God essence, back to the source. So the source is perfect. So whatever goes back to the source becomes perfect again too as well. So it's like a cleansing in itself. And you can do that too. But then I sit there and I would do my little exercises, and I put my hand back on my jaw, and I sit there and focus on energy coming up from the ground, up to the tip of my head, down to my hands, over and over, up into my hands, up into my hands. And I sit there and do that for 3 hours. Now I can definitely feel the energy up, 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 and just going on and on and on. And then probably about 3 hours later, I felt this weird sensation in my jaw where the tooth was. Like it almost felt like what someone would do when they pull on a rope real tight. And you get that weird noise of it tightening up. It did the tightening part for about 2 seconds, and then it stopped, and I never had problems with it ever again. No matter what I did, and it took me a while before we actually got into a position of actually getting it fixed. So I had to deal. So I thought I might have to deal with it again. And you know, every once in a while you have a bad tooth that you actually bite on or something happens to it. Nope, never had no problems with it ever again. Never had no problems with it at all until I got it fixed. So you know, it was just one of those things. It's an awesome thing to focus on your energy and to intensely send it into to areas of your body to heal. The other day I did the same thing. I was distracted, and I forgot I'd put a 45-pound plate on each side of the weights I was working out with, and I put a 10, or I put a 5. I put a 5-pound plate on the outside of it and forgot. And as I was sitting there, my mind was somewhere else, I forgot about the 5-pound plate and pulled the 45 off. As I'm pulling the 45-pound plate off, the 5-pound plate hit me in the foot. Now, if you've ever seen these benches, that's a good 3 or 4 feet before it hit my foot. And it smashed my foot. And I'm sitting there trying to figure. I said, you know something? I'm not limping out of here. I'm going to walk out of here just like I walked in here, like nothing ever happened. My foot is perfect. It's whole. It feels great. And, you know, there was a little twinge at first, a lot of things going on. But I just kept on saying over and over again. And I started sending energy into that foot. Okay? And then I walked out of the gym just the way I walked in. No limp, no nothing. I refused to do anything. And I'm really, honestly, guys, I could feel the tingling in my toes. So it hit my foot. I mean, the thing that come down flat, it actually came down on the edge and hit me right across the bone. But also what I also do, too, with my healing techniques is I will take that, like I will focus on visualizations like in the Terminator when I would see the metal frame of the skeleton that was for the Terminator. And all I would do is I'd take that picture and imagine my foot as nothing but being nothing but indestructible metal. And at the same time, I send energy into that foot to heal that foot, to make that foot stronger than it was before. And I would sit there and imagine those metal pieces. My bones are now metal, and I would keep focusing on that. So therefore, I'm thinking to myself, my mind's saying, well, if that's the case, and if my foot is like that, then therefore I'm dropping a weight on it. It's like dropping a piece of paper on my foot, which would not have no effects on me at all. Okay? So what we're saying here is, no matter what happens in my life, nothing can hurt me. And that's what I would focus on. We've already had the weight hit the foot. So what we're going to do is go over the whole thing and say, we're walking up out of here. So I walked up out of there. I will say that there was some swelling, but it didn't keep me from walking, and I was walking normal and everything else. And people saying, well, you probably broke your foot. Maybe I did, but I think I healed it too as well. So it was one of those things of looking at the situations, and there are no impossibilities. There are no impossibilities. So that the idea of focusing on things and you know, just kind of look at the things just in a different realm here, guys. And yeah. Quit thinking, because that's what we're talking about. See, the illusion is I used to think that dropping a weight on my foot or certain things from the past, the way I was taught, that when that weight fell on my foot, that it would break it and hurt it. So what I tried to do at that moment, say, okay, that was yesterday. Today we're changing that thinking. So therefore, in the future, which is 5 minutes in the future, or whenever I decide to leave the gym, I'm putting an image in my mind of me walking out the door, just the way I walked in, like nothing ever happened. So see, I'm changing those thoughts and looking past the illusion and saying, no, it doesn't hurt. Don't feel a thing. Even with the situation, I think the body was trying to react in a certain way, but the more I keep focusing on the positive outcome, it did swell up for a minute. But then it was, you know, it was almost like the swelling was gone as quick as it came to as well. So you just let that whole thing go. Same thing with your finances. Sit there and focus on your finances. Focus on everything that goes along with that situation. Focus on what you want to do with your life. I mean, you know, when we sit here and say focus on the service to others as a true success in your life, that means focusing on seeing yourself just like that too as well. Of focusing, okay, I know what I want to do with my life. In the process of going from I don't know, going to I have a plan, is like a healing in itself, a change in the thought pattern. Okay, when you start thinking when you start focusing in the sense that you know I can't do nothing, I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's kind of scattered energy. So what now you're doing is intentionally focusing and saying, well, what do I really want to do? And all of a sudden, what happens is something pops in your head, a possibility of what it could be. So then you explore it. In the process of exploring it, you've left your old life behind. So now you change that whole thing. But in the process of leaving a part of you, part of yourself behind, in a sense, you can say that's healing. So find out which offers you the greatest personal satisfaction and develop the skill and action to use for prison. For the general good. Not necessarily from a global perspective. All activities go into the stream of life at the point of individual contribution. Yet the stream is universal. So what one person does affects everyone to some degree. Because, you know, like we do shows on this, we do shows here, we do readings and that kind of stuff. And if everybody calls in and gets one reading, I feel like it touches about 10 or 15 people. Maybe it didn't answer all their questions for you, but I have seen situations where it answers some of them. So therefore, see how it affected them? Even the idea of answering one question is one question that they no longer have to ponder over. So it makes their life easier of going out there and, okay, we got the answer to that one, so now we definitely got direction here, okay? So, you know, if a person writes, you know, the idea of of actually being the best writer, we know for a fact it touches a lot of people. Being a very, anything that you put yourself into a service, do a service to yourself as well. What you give to others, you do to yourself. Okay? So if you want to give everybody the best doctor in the world, also get the best doctor for you as well. Which a lot of times is not you. So definitely find someone you can trust. Same thing with psychics and all kinds of professions, psychiatrists and that kind of stuff. If you notice, I mean, does a surgeon operate on itself? No. But we're just saying the process, you know, if you're giving everybody the best, you don't go out and buy a cheapy one for you. You also have to give yourself the best. So, in making, it makes a little difference so long as the individual is deriving full pleasure. So as long as you're enjoying everything you're doing from the principal activity, then you're doing good, you know, and that's going to reflect in you, but it's also going to help you be more successful or more successful to people you're working with. That you're definitely going to get through, because in the process of you, whatever the service is, teaching and giving that service, if it reflects to you too as well, it's going to be received a whole lot easier and more open-mindedly. So, for it is the joy of doing that, that the currents are stirred. So basically, from the joy of what you're doing, it stirs up the currents. The ripples reach beyond time and space. Service is fulfilled. Success is the natural order of the universe. And remember that. Success is the natural order of the universe, wholly ordained by God, because God is perfect. Did God try to make the world? God made the earth in 6 days. He didn't say he tried 3 times before he actually did it. It's the idea of having confidence in oneself. So if you don't have a lot of confidence in yourself, a little low self-esteem and that kind of stuff, and then you decide one day to change all that, more likely it was a healing. It went on in your body of changing things and changing your perspective. So now where you feel like I can do anything I want to, and then you take the next steps and do the action, and then you get a definite positive outcome in your relationship, life, or whatever it is. But just those things change so quickly. But with change, you know, with healing, there's change. So you healed your thinking. In the process of healing your thinking and going through the process of doing other things, more likely you changed and healed your physical body as well, and your soul and your spirit, and just everything's now functioning and working, and now you're in a flow that you're going forward again. You know, and what's your physical body? Focus on the same things, perfection. Your finances, you are as rich as you can imagine, and as wealthy as you can feel. For the universe puts no limits on your financial well-being. But money for the money's sake is not the objective. How will you live? What will you have? With an all-sufficiency of funds at your disposal. Now change and heal your thinking on this one too, guys. You know, imagine yourself as totally debt-free. Capture the intense feeling of joy of owing no one anything but love. Ponder this sense of freedom for a moment. Come on, guys. Picture that one. Try to picture that, guys. Because think about this. The idea of hurting. I'm hurting because I can't make a living. I'm hurting because I can't pay my bills. See that? The pain. So, you know, thinking about those things, maybe some people wouldn't look at those as healing, but now you're going to take some energy, take some positive energy, bring it into your subconscious mind, bring it into you, and tell yourself, I am debt-free. I'm capturing the feeling of joy. I owe no one anything. And now I'm able to love everyone unconditionally, because I was putting too many limitations on myself because of my lack in myself. So basically now I'm pondering the freedom of lavish abundance, of everything coming to me, telling myself over and over again, money comes to me easily and frequently. I now have all the money I need for my personal needs and the needs of my family. I always have. And now it's coming to me every day because it just did. It just came to me just like that. So therefore, the only thing I can believe is that it happens every day. And it's because it was there before, and now there's again. So money comes easily and frequently. Now feel what it means to have all the money you will ever need for the rest of your life. Which basically, picture all your checking accounts picture everything's in full. Say you have credit cards, so you have checking accounts. Picture them all paid in full. Your checking account has an endless supply of money, always funneling into it. So therefore, your bills are always paid. So you can say to yourself, there's money flowing into my checking accounts constantly. So therefore, I happily pay my bills and joyfully meet my obligations. And I always have a divine surplus for myself to always take care of all my personal needs and the needs of my family. And we're also the ideal of fun, relaxation is at my fingertips and doing whatever I want to do. So therefore, the money's always there. It always will be. And I don't see it stopping anytime soon, because it never will. Because I am an unlimited flow of success, money, prosperity, and abundance. So therefore, the world says, and God says, that I have, and I always will. Okay? If you're a person who's thinking right now that you're wondering in the same situation that these things happening, can I ever have what I really want? Then think about what's the one thing you really would like to have. What's the main thing? What's the main point of your operation as being a family man, being the person in this world? It's your house or your home. So picture your home. I think a lot of times, a lot of books, and even the ones with the Alchemist Handbook, focus on the house, the home. Because it seems like once people have that kind of, it's like your foundation in the sense of the word. So what you do is an extension of you. It's like if you are focused on a spiritual person, you're going to start seeing that your house is no longer your foundation, but the idea of you foundation. But see, the realization came from focusing on having a home. So therefore, the ideal of realizing that once you have a foundation with yourself, that the house that you're living in is a home no matter where you are. But there's nothing wrong with focusing on the one that you want. You know, we're talking about finances and that kind of stuff. So focus on the house that you want. What is your dream home? Is there something you've actually saw, you know? Picture that in your mind. Bring your ideal home into mind. Create the perfect dwelling place in your control visualization. Now take that energy, guys, and do the same thing. Focus. You know, if you want to, take some deep breaths. Bring some more energy into your mind, into your brain. Open that thing wide up. Help yourself be more open-minded about the whole thing. Walk around it. I mean, picture the house that you want. Walk around it. Look at the beauty, the symmetry, the grace. Notice the lovingness of the nature or surrounding it, you know, trees, bushes, that kind of stuff. I mean, if you want to live in the woods, focus on that imagination, you know, of having the windows open in your brand new home and the wind blowing through there making you feel really great. Okay? Feel the warmth of the sun as you walk out the back door. And you're standing on the back porch and the sun is coming down. And it's like it's piercing all your skin, where you're just like, this feels so great because you're taking that energy in to do. Energy into that whole thing. Picture your home. Picture everything going around you. The trees, the wind, the trees going back and forth with the breeze blowing through it. Okay? Now walk inside the home and explore the magnificence of your creation. Now walk into the house. This could also be a representation of your life itself. Each room represents a part of your life. This is a great visualization to do to make sure you get everything in your life squared away. So you see how the house is important, your home is important. It can be used for many focus points, okay? Also, with the situation of cleansings and healings and that kind of stuff, I also recommend if you're moving into a house that's already been built, been there for many years, the best thing to do before you move into the house, get you some sage, some candles, work with your angels, and cleanse the house. Even if it's not a haunted house, this house has been occupied by other people who have energy. So So there's more likely energy residue there from things. And how you know they didn't have arguments and fights and that kind of stuff. Well, those things have a tendency to linger. We know that for a fact. If you've done any kind of paranormal work, you know for a fact that those things really do make an impression on your environment and the atmosphere and that kind of stuff, like a recording. So you want to go in there and sage the house, sage the windows, sage whatever you feel. And you ask your angels to guide you through the process. I mean, my biggest thing is going into a home and saying, hey, we sage the house, we sage the windows. Now, angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, the angels, please come into this house and put so much positive energy in this home that all the negative is pushed out. And then I would go outside and don't give a hoot about the neighbors, what they think, and sage the outside as well, sage the foundation of your home, and do the whole freaking thing. Do some cleansings, that kind of stuff. Do your meditations, guys. Meditations, your chakras, auras, you know, listen to your angels and guides. If they're talking about any kind of cleansings, then let yourself be guided to where those cleansings are being at. If you feel like you're guided to go and get chakra books, or you're on the internet and you keep seeing meditation cleansings, or any kind of thing you see that comes before you, it's more likely a sign of telling you that you need to focus on those things too as well. And then once you start cleansing these things out, don't be surprised. You know, see meaningful scenes of harmony, interactions with others too as well, of loving, playing, and being with the perfect mate, an ideal circle of friends, family members, who contributes to your happiness and to theirs. So when they talk about relationships, they're talking about your relationships, all your relationships, not your just loving relationships, romantic relationships, things like that, just everything, okay? So take a look at this thing, take it in. Tomorrow we're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to do some more stuff on alchemy and abundance. And we got 90 seconds left in the show. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for all you being in the chat room. It was a pleasure having you all here. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It's been great. So, thank you all for being here. Thank you for all the callers. It's been great. And you all have a great night, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And you all have a good night, and it's been great. And we'll see you here tomorrow, Tuesday. Have a good one.